Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The Difference Between a Gig and a Real Side Hustle. Now let's dive in. Here's something that might surprise you. Most people think they're building a side hustle, but they're actually trapped in a gig that will never scale beyond trading hours for dollars. Today, we're breaking down the three critical differences that separate real wealth builders from forever freelancers. The first difference is systems versus tasks. Gigs focus on completing individual tasks, driving for Uber, delivering food, freelance writing per project. Real side hustles build repeatable systems that can run without your constant involvement. Ask yourself this question: am I being paid for my time, or am I being paid for the value my system creates? That distinction changes everything. The second difference is skill development versus skill rental. When you're doing gigs, you're essentially renting out skills you already have. You're an employee without benefits. Side hustles force you to develop new capabilities. Marketing, sales, operations, leadership. Research shows entrepreneurs who focus on skill building increase their income 3 times faster than those who just monetize existing skills. The third difference is ownership versus dependency. Gigs make you dependent on someone else's platform, rules, and payment structure. Real side hustles build assets you own, customer relationships, intellectual property, brand recognition. The goal isn't just extra income. It's building something that could eventually replace your day job. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She started doing social media management as a gig, $500 per client, managing their posts manually. After 18 months, she was working 20 hours a week, but hit a ceiling because she was trading time for money. Then she pivoted. She created templates, built automated workflows, hired virtual assistants, developed training programs. Now she has a system that serves 50-plus clients, generates $15,000 monthly, and runs mostly without her daily involvement. The difference? She stopped being a social media manager and became the owner of a social media management system. Here's your action step. Take your current side income activity and run it through the 3-question test. Question 1. Could this run for a week without me? If no, you need better systems. Question 2. Am I learning skills that make me more valuable? If no, you're just renting your existing abilities. Question 3. Do I own the customer relationship and the process? If no, you're building someone else's business. Fail any of these tests? Pick one to focus on this month and start converting your gig into a real side hustle. Remember this: gigs pay you for your time, but side hustles pay you for your thinking. The entrepreneurs who build real wealth aren't the hardest workers. They're the best system builders. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.